Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's almost hard to believe that we're at the end of the school year, coming up to it anyway, and it's a time when parents turn their attention to organising the activities and days out for those summer months. Well, Sinead Fox is a parenting blogger and influencer and is with me now. And you might know Sinead from her online presence as Bumbles of Rice. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Claire.
Now is the time to think about this, isn't it?
Well, maybe 6 weeks ago was for some of the stuff, so uh-oh.
Yeah, because we're so reliant on the school routine, so are the children, and then we get to summer and panic station. So we need to have things booked in.
Absolutely. It's 8 or 9 long weeks if you have a primary school child, and it's an extra 4 if you have a non-exam secondary school child, which we'll get to in a bit.
Yeah. The problem is, if you've got children of different ages, you know, it can be hard to sort of manage that as well.
You need a village.
Yeah,
like, I think nearly summer holidays is more important. If you, like, when I book my primary school child into a camp, I see, has she got a friend who's maybe going through the weekend, you know, share lifts one way or the other, because you can't be in 3 places at 10 o'clock in the morning. Or 4 if one of them is work.
Yeah, so. this is the problem that faces us. Will we start with the preschoolers?
Absolutely.
Then? What have you got for them?
So I think for preschoolers, don't overschedule it. They're used to a routine. They can still get up at the same time, but a lot of the time they're easy to entertain once there are snacks. That has been my experience. So once you have the raisins, the breadsticks, the rice cakes, whatever it is, it usually works. So they can be easily enough entertained at home, first of all, if you figure a few things out. Get a few outdoor supplies, sandpit, have a safe outdoor area with a bit of shade, and provide food that wasps don't like. Wasps are the scourge of outdoor play.
Yeah, raisins. They probably like raisins, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Or the little sticky rice cakes with the juice on the outside of them. But we pavement chalk is a really cheap and good investment that they can play away for ages, and you can just hose it down, and as long as there's no hose pipe ban, and start again the next day. We used to do a game with ice where you get like little bits of toys, not favourite ones or they get upset, but little kind of, you know, things that come in Happy Meals or in Christmas crackers, and you freeze them, put them in your freezer in a lunchbox, and the kids can hack away at it, and you can give them like little different little tools, like a spoon or the
hours of entertainment just, guaranteed,
until one of my kids realised that if you walk over and drop it it smashes on the patio. We got a good few summers out of that before they realised that.
So big days out then as well, if you plan a couple of those over the summer.
We always try and do a zoo or photo trip. We kind of do it every other year, and they're lovely days out, and you can do it at your own pace. You're not, you know, and it's outside and there's playground stops. And sometimes my kids they used to prefer the zoo part or the playground part than the animal part, because there's brilliant playgrounds in those kind of places. And with COVID, they're all reopened as well. But farms, there's a lovely Gruffalo walk in Wells House in Wexford. I always push Wexford. Malahide Castle is lovely. Places like that that have a bit of something for everyone, especially if you're trying to bring older kids and younger kids to the same place.
Now, let's move on then to the primary school children, which is a great time for camps, isn't it,
age? It is. That is the absolute target age for camps. And they're the ones, I suppose, the kids are, they're big enough that they're able to concentrate in camps. They have enough energy to stay at a camp all day in the heat. So Cool Camps is probably the biggest known camp, the GAA Cool Camp, and the widest one. And the furore when the Cool Camp goes up and it gets booked out and there's panic stations, and different counties release it sometimes on different days. So that has been quite stressful. I'm happy to say I've secured a place in our
well
local
done.
Cool Camp. You have to be very careful you haven't booked your school or your summer holidays to miss the local Cool Camp as well, because nobody's going to the rival club's Cool Camp. That's not going to happen. A lot of people kind of look at the big ones, like they look at the Let's Go, they look at Star Camps, they look at the ones that are nationwide. But there's a lot of local ones, smaller ones, if you actually kind of pay attention to your local Facebook groups, to your notices in the supermarket, you'll find that maybe if your child does gymnastics, they've got a club, or maybe music has a camp, or there's different ones that go on. There's a lovely art camp that's run and crafts.
It's a good time as well to try out an activity.
100%.
You know, if your child has expressed an interest in, let's say, gymnastics, do the summer camp, see how you get on. And then
absolutely.
We'll book it in for September.
And keep an eye on those. There's also really good swim, like if you want to kind of skill them up, Swim Ireland and Water Safety Ireland both do weeks if they suit. And this is the thing. You might want to do 6 camps, but during the 8 or 9 weeks, but they're all on the 1 week. And that can happen. And that's where it gets kind of tricky to pick and choose.
Swimming's a great one because I'd be exhausted then in the evening.
Some of the swimming ones only last an hour.
Oh,
so by the time you drop...
short.
Yeah, you drop them there and collect them. It's a disaster.
We need them to be long. But again, good days out for that age group, going to a couple of museums or galleries, just maybe two or three over the course of the summer.
We do a Dublin day out. Now, we're Coolshies. We're from an hour down the road. We sometimes get the train, so then it takes 2 hours to come up. But we do a little Dublin day out where everyone gets to pick something we do. I pick a museum. You can go in and see the mummies. People don't realise there's actually mummies in Kildare Street in the museum. The Dead Zoo is still closed for refurbishment, which is a pity because it was one that the kids always loved. There's a bit of fun in it. Collins Barracks has some stuff. Like, have a look. You don't have to bring them to every exhibit. My kids would have had a kind of a 45 minute to an hour.
Yeah, dip in and
dip
out.
Dip in, have a look. And maybe look at it beforehand to see what things you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that there's a tank or there's a gun or there's something that you think your child might be interested in, that's the place to go.
And even if you live in one of our beautiful cities, act like a tourist
for
a day.
100%, absolutely, because there's lots to see and do. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Like the galleries and the museums are free. The Heritage Ireland do heritage sites all over the country are free on a Wednesday, and there's some really good ones on it that you kind of you might not think about, or you might, because days out can be expensive, and it's a good way to kind of target it that, well, actually, first Wednesday, why don't we go there because it's free. I had a list of some of those, but there's so many of them, it's just difficult to even to even cover them all. But like somewhere like Ross Castle in Kerry, if like a lot of kids have never really been inside a real castle. And JFK Park in Wexford, again, that's a great one for the southeast because it's a big playground. There's ducks to feed. There's a lake. There's a lovely nature walk there. Charles Fort in Kinsale. Again, the kids, their imaginations can really run away with them there.
Now we come to the teenagers, and this is, I'd say, the trickiest group to keep entertained. Do we have to entertain them all summer?
No, we absolutely don't. They have to learn how to be bored. But that is not to say we shouldn't occupy them.
Get a job.
So I've got two teenagers, and it's hard, and to be fair now, it's hard to get a job if you're under 16. It's hard for employers to employ them. They have limits on the amount of time they can employ them for. So, you know, it's difficult to get a job if you're under 16. In a lot of areas, it's difficult to get a job if you're over 16. But let's get them ready for the workforce. So if they're at home and you're at work, or if they're at home and you're entertaining somebody else, I love to give mine tasks. And I say, right, you can play your PlayStation, you can hang with your friends, but do something for me first. Contribute to us. So my cutlery drawer is absolutely gleaming. We'll do the cutlery drawer maybe one day, or somebody will take out all the delf out of, and just, you know, where the crumbs go and you wipe things out, or maybe spray the patio, or maybe do a little bit of weeding out the front. So they're learning life skills. If the washing machine is on and you're going out, who's going to hang it out? Of course, a 14-year-old is well able to hang out.
Do you have to bribe them to do that?
100% not. They get enough. You know, Mum, can I have money on my Revolut?
Oh, you're good at this.
You know? Yeah, but just you learn, and it makes my headspace better. When I come home, I have time to do other things with them because I'm not looking at the things that haven't been done.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that they're...
So give them a couple of jobs, but are there things they can do that are like the camps but more advanced for
that
age group?
Well, they can help at camps, which is one of the things.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the... If your local soccer club, rugby club, GA club is running a camp, they love to have the teenagers in. Now, there may be Garda vetting for some of them, depending. If they're over 16, they'll need to be vetted. But our Cool Camp, for example, my son has helped out at that a few years. Golf clubs are actually really, really good value for junior members. My middle son joined the local golf club last year, and again, the friends, they share lifts down to it, and they're gone for 4 hours.
Great.
Now, I don't know what I'm training him for in that, because then he'll be somebody who disappears for 4 hours quite a lot. But it's really good for them. They get out there in the fresh air, they're learning new skills, and it's a really safe place for them to be as well, that they're not kind of, you know, hanging around the place.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, that's something that we found great. But they need to have time to hang out with their friends as well. And I think that's important. But we also, I insist that they do attend some family days.
A couple
out.
Of jobs, but a bit of time to hang out with the friends and maybe an activity or
They'll
two.
Be working
along the way.
Long enough.
Sinead, that's true too. Sinead, thanks so much. And if you want to find Sinead Fox online, Bumbles of Rice is where you will find her.